Racism and Prejudice. What's the answer?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, great minds all over the world have written books and have conducted seminars trying to solve this problem of racism. And you have the answer?
Well, first of all, we need to understand the root cause of racism so we can come up with a real solution. You know, ultimately, the cause of racism is sin, rebellion against God and His Word. But in our modern world, the popularity of evolution has greatly contributed to a particular form of racism. Look, here's what I mean. Charles Darwin taught that different races of people evolved at different times, and certain races were more advanced than others. Now, some were even closer to the supposed ape-like ancestors. There's no doubt this sort of teaching has permeated the world and has fueled racist ideas. And you know, sadly, certain groups of people were looked down upon by others because they were considered less human. But the answer to this sort of racism is to teach the true history of the world beginning in Genesis, that all people are descendants of one man and woman, and thus all are equal before God, and all are sinners in need of salvation, and all need to judge their behavior against the absolute standard of God's Word.
Ken Ham's booklet on the origin of the so-called races can be found on our fascinating website, AnswersRadio.com. The free booklet can be read on your computer screen or simply printed out. Just go to our attractive website and be encouraged in your faith at AnswersRadio.com.